and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. We are presented by the Southern Bank of Tennessee. The chairman of the board, Mr. David Reed, is here today. Hello, Mr. David Reed.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am outstanding. We're going to make today a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Why? Because, well, I won't be here tomorrow, so today's going to be our Fireball Hot Take Friday, which I am at least a little excited about. So there's a massive headline that I saw yesterday that, again, how much does it matter to me and how much does it matter to you? That's very debatable, but it was a big headline nonetheless. The Los Angeles Lakers sold for $10 billion yesterday. $10 billion, which is wild considering that the Celtics sold, I believe, less than a year ago for $6 billion. And I'm not totally sure why Jeannie Buss is all in on selling the Lakers, but that's a story for Los Angeles radio, not for Nashville radio. But I've been thinking a lot about it. You know, we use these Forbes valuations to figure out how much a team is worth, but that's really not the definition of what something is worth. The real definition is, what will somebody buy it for? I bought my first house years ago in Green Hills. And I remember when I bought the house, and it was at the top of the market at the time, and I thought, I think I might be overpaying a little bit. Like, this is a very expensive house in Green Hills. Like, what am I doing? And what? And according to all the websites, Zillow, Redfin, whatever it may be, I could sell it for roughly double right now. Now, I haven't sold it. Somebody else lives in it. But there was a time about a year and a half ago, somebody came up to me and said, hey, they reached out to the real estate agent. They said, hey, somebody reached out. They really want to buy that house. And I asked for an astronomical price. I love that house in Green Hills. I love the value of that house in Green Hills. If I ever renovate the current house I live in now, you know, one of those big renovations, if I ever do something like that, I'll go back and live in that house. I love that house. Long story short, I asked for an astronomical price, something that even I thought was ridiculous. And the people came back and they said, well, that's probably not worth that. I was expecting that. Now, if they had said, hey, we'll pay that kind of money, I'd have said, you got it. Here are the keys. And when I hear $10 billion for the Lakers, I'm like, man, that would be really hard to turn down. Which takes me to the Titans. If you were Amy Adams Strunk, and you were Kenneth Adams, and you were Barclay Cunningham Adams, and you were Susan Lewis, and I don't even know who that is, by the way, but you were Susan Lewis, who owns part of the Titans. If you were part of that group, would you not have to at least have a discussion when the Lakers just sold for $10 billion? Again, $10 billion with a B. If you were the Adams and you were sitting there, would you not say, well, what does that mean for the value of my team? I looked it up today. In August of last year, the Titans were valued at $4.9 billion, according to Forbes. But when it comes to the valuations of teams, Forbes is almost always wrong, and it's almost always way too conservative. They undervalue teams like crazy. They had the Lakers valued at $7 billion before the sale yesterday. So just plugging off how wrong Forbes was and how much they undervalued the Lakers into the Titans, that would put the current value of the Tennessee Titans at $7 billion. So I don't know. Again, the Commanders sold recently for $6 billion. And as of right now, it seems like the Titans would probably be worth $7 billion if they were on the market. But here's where this gets crazier. The NFL has the potential to opt out of their current TV contracts in 2029, with Monday Night Football being opt-outable in 2030. And so, the potential of what the NFL could bring in from a TV standpoint, and they will add an 18th game, and they will play more international games, and they'll have more broadcast windows, and there will be more potential partners. The same way Fox joined the mix in 1994 by blowing the NFL out of the water with a price they couldn't refuse, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Apple, they could get in the mix in the next TV contract. Plus, the Titans will have a new stadium with which I believe they should just be able to print money. Because not only will this new stadium feature a tax bill that the Titans will be able to take the tax to improve the stadium, which, again, I'm not saying goes right in their pocket, but I'm saying not only will they be able to do that, but the kind of events that the Titans will be able to hold and attract because of that stadium. We talk about Super Bowls and Final Fours and things like that, and I'm sure they'll get their cut in something like that, but that's not the real moneymaker for the team. The real moneymaker is the constant concerts that they'll be able to have. It's Music City. They'll have this massive new state-of-the-art venue. No concert promoter or ticket seller will ever have to worry about, well, if it rains and it gets postponed in it, they're not going to have to worry about any of that. I mean, so between the fact that the Titans, in 4 or 5 years from now, will have a brand new money-printing stadium, the NFL as a whole will have the ability to, and they will, opt out of their television contracts. And the Lakers just sold for $10 billion. I'm starting to wonder, where is the line for the Adams family? Again, if we use Forbes valuation, they said the Lakers were worth $7 billion. At the same time, they said the Titans were worth $4.9 billion. So let's use Forbes' valuation and how off it was on the Lakers' sale price, and let's put that towards the Titans. That puts the Titans at $7 billion. But again, there's no NFL team on the market right now, and so there's all these guys that would love to own an NFL team, and the NFL is king. So if the Titans, with their new money-making stadium and the NFL's new TV contract, if they were to hit the market today, I'd be shocked if they didn't fetch $8 billion. Again, the Commanders went for six, and that's without a stadium in place that they're going to have to figure out. The Titans stadium, it's done. Like, they got the deal done. So I do wonder, where is the number that would put the Adams family over the top to sell the team? And that I couldn't tell you. But don't think the Lakers sale yesterday isn't going to have some sort of ripple effect, some sort of wave across the country as far as what it means for these franchises, especially in the NFL where, let's not kid ourselves, the real estate is the best. The NBA teams, and they make plenty of money, their new $77 billion TV contract is about to kick in next year, even though nobody's watching these NBA finals. The NBA makes money hand over fist. Don't think they're not looking at this and saying, God, could you imagine if we were the NFL? And if our TV contracts were coming up? And if we could just add an 18th game to the inventory the way the NFL is just going to add an 18th game? And I'm not saying the Titans are going to sell. And I don't want anybody to think that that's what I'm saying. But if you own the Titans, and you saw the Lakers go for $10 billion yesterday, how could you not at least have the conversation? You know, Jerry Jones has gone on record and said he thinks he can get whatever he wants for the Cowboys, but he'll never know the actual value of the Dallas Cowboys because he's never going to sell the team. Jerry is going to die as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He said it. So I keep wondering. Again, every time we see a team sell, it's for a massive amount of money, and it's always the kind of things where my dad will shake his head. It's the same with quarterback contracts. I remember when Trevor Lawrence signed for $55 million, and my dad was like, ah, they pay these quarterbacks too much money. I do wonder what he thinks about $10 billion for the Lakers. But if everybody has their price, don't you think there's got to be a number where even Amy Adams Strong, and I've seen the letter that she sent to the Metro government when it came time to negotiate this stadium. Amy Adams Strong sent Metro government, Mayor Cooper sent him a letter saying, I'm not selling this team. This team is my dad's team. This team is my family's team. And we are going to own it for years to come. And I believe it. I do. But when the Lakers go for $10 billion, don't you have to have the discussion about what your team might go for? And then where is the number where you're like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it? $10 billion? $12 billion? If somebody called today and offered you $15 billion for the Tennessee Titans, you'd say no? So I've been thinking about this all day. If the Lakers are $10 billion, what are the Titans? And with Amy, and again, like, Amy's not poor, folks. Even though we get mad about some of the spending sometimes, and we know that some of the more extravagant owners spend a fortune on their team, Amy is not poor. But is there even a number that she would look at and she would say, okay, I got to do it. I got to do it. Would there have been a number that Bud would have looked at and said, I got to do it? I don't know. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025 here on the program if you want to weigh in. Again, I just wonder, if the Titans ended up being worth $10 billion, does that push Amy and the rest of the family over the top to say, okay, fine, we'll consider it? And here's the one thing that I will say that I don't totally understand about these buying and selling of sports teams. We'll get to that coming up next. It is a Fireball Hot Take Friday on a Thursday. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
I have high expectations, and I'll never apologize for that. And these fans deserve a great team, and they deserve a championship brought to the city. And that's what we're going to work towards. And I'm prepared to make the hard decisions to hopefully get us there sooner.
There you go. That was Amy Adams Strunk. And that was a couple years ago. But she was saying, hey, I'll make the hard decisions. I'll do what it takes for our fans. And I love the Titans. And look, there is, you know me, I'm a big believer in being fair. There is something to be said for the fact that Amy Adams Strunk has said, we're not selling the team. But with the Lakers selling for $10 billion yesterday, don't you think there has to be a discussion? And yet the Titans are adamant they're not selling the team. They're never going to sell the team, that it belongs in the Adams family for generations to come. It will stay with the Adams family, and that will continue in perpetuity. But here's, I guess, where I'm putting myself into this. I keep asking about the money. David Reed, is there a number? If you owned your team, loved your team, is there a number somebody could offer you that you would sell your team for?
Oh, when we start talking double digits with the little B after it, we're talking.
What's your favorite team, Reed? Favorite pros team?
The Chicago Cubs.
Okay, if you own the Cubs and somebody came and offered you $12 billion, would you do it?
Yes.
So I'm not sure I would. This is the one thing that I, just putting my own feet in the shoes. If I owned an NFL team, no matter how rich or how poor I was, and again, even though some of these people are richer than others, they're all rich. None of them are flying Southwest Airlines. If I owned an NFL team, I don't think I'd sell the team. Because while I don't ever expect to be a billionaire, while it'd be nice, the one thing I'd want to do if I had the endless amounts of cash is I'd want to buy a team. Like, for me, it's the Atlanta Braves. You know, if Lindsay was the heiress to Tim Hortons and we got married and her net worth was north of $10 billion because, again, she's the heiress to Tim Hortons, or if she were the heiress to Rogers Communications, again, as you see, I'm picking the Canadian companies. But again, like, a buddy of mine dated an heiress to, I'm not going to say who, but an heiress to a very famous frozen food company. I think that's the right way to say that. And I remember when that happened, and I thought, like, if I was him and I married her, the one thing I'd do is I'd say, honey, can we buy the Atlanta Braves? And because the Braves are owned by Liberty Media, which is a publicly traded company, you can buy the Atlanta Braves. They're not for sale, but you can buy the Atlanta Braves simply by making them an offer that they can't refuse based on their shareholders. So if I went to the Braves and I said, hey, I'd like to buy the Braves, and the valuation is $3 billion, and I said, all right, I'll pay $3 billion for the Braves. The Rays just sold for $1.7 billion yesterday, too, by the way. But I'd say $3 billion. And they said, no, we're not for sale. Fine, $4 billion. No, we're not for sale. $5 billion. Whatever it takes to buy the Braves, I'm doing it. Well, then I'm never going to sell the team. Because, again, the one thing I would do with all the money in the world is I would buy the Atlanta Braves or the Titans. But I think I'd buy the Braves. And Amy tells us that's what they're going to be like. She tells us this was her father's team, and this will be her children's team, and that this will stay within the Adams family for years to come. And I'm telling you right now, I don't doubt any of that. Like, I don't think they're going to sell the team. I had somebody tell me who was very connected when it came to the Titans around 2023-ish, like maybe right after Rand Carthon got in there. I think Vrabel was still the coach. And they told me they thought the Titans were prepping for a sale. And I said on air, you know, hey, what if, you know, is there any way the Titans can be prepping for a sale? And the Titans were pissed. They were like, that is irresponsible. You didn't even call us to ask about selling the team. And that is fair. Like, the Titans are right. I should have called. But after having had conversations surrounding the Titans and a potential sale, I am convinced, and maybe they're lying, I don't know, I'm convinced Amy's not thinking about selling the team. I will take her at her word. But to that exact point that David Reed just made, once we start talking $10 billion, does that start to change your mind? For me, the answer would be no. Because I can't think of what I'd want to buy other than an NFL team. So the reason you're offering me $10 billion is because you want the one thing that I have that I would pay $10 billion for. If I had $10 billion, what would I'd want to buy a team. And maybe they're that way too. I don't know, man. This is where it gets fascinating. And the NFL is looking at bringing in private equity to buy parts of teams. And I'm just saying, if the Lakers are going for $10 billion, and I know the Lakers as a basketball property, the Lakers are the creme de la creme, them and the Knicks. And I know that you're not the Lakers, but if this is the NFL as compared to the NBA. So I think there is something to that. At some point, is there a price you can't say no to? A lot of people want to weigh in, so we'll get to them. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025 here on the program. One texter said, Jared, we're talking about the $10 billion valuation of the Lakers today. It's not a $10 billion valuation. The Lakers sold for $10 billion. The valuation was $7 billion. But I just looked up the Predators' valuation, and they're valued at $1.3 billion. I don't know what that has to do with me or this. And as I said, the valuations, what Forbes puts these teams at, those are just an estimate. Again, $4.9 billion for the Titans? No, not when the NFL is about to come up in 2029 with a new TV contract, and not when the Titans are about to move into a new $2 billion stadium that is pretty much already paid for, and they are going to be able to print cash with. So, again, I use kind of the mathematics here on this. If the Lakers were valued at 7 and they went for 10, and the Titans are valued at 4.9, by that arithmetic, the Titans really will sell for 7. And considering that the Commanders, with no stadium deal in place, sold for 6, I could buy it. I could see $7 billion being the going rate for the Titans. So I don't get caught up in what they're valued at. I think that those numbers are fugazi anyways. I could do that job. Just Jared Stillman, senior evaluator for Forbes Sports Properties. How much are the Cowboys worth? Well, $14 billion. Who's going to argue that? Something is only worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. And if there are no NFL teams on the market and the Titans with that great stadium deal come on the market, I'm telling you, it's going to be more than $4.9 billion. But to answer your question, I have no idea what that means for the Predators and their valuation of $1.3 billion. And I know the Predators just sold to Bill Haslam, and that thing's still kind of in the process of being sold one way or another. But I would say that, you know, when it comes to the actual money, these things do, for the most part, go up. And the Predators, I don't know what they'll sell for if they go get sold again. I don't know what the Titans will sell for. But don't you have to have the discussion? Like, I love my house. If you offered me $3 million cash today for my house, it's yours. Take it. We'll move. And I hate moving. Even though I do love my movers, I hate moving. But if somebody offered me $3 million today, take it. Your house. And I do wonder what that number is for the Titans, if there is a number there. But if I own the Titans, there wouldn't be a number there. You would not be able to buy it. If I own the Titans, I am telling you right now, you can come to me with $10 billion, you can come to me with $15 billion, you can come to me with $20 billion. The next owner of the Tennessee Titans is going to be Jackson Reese Stillman. That's going to be the next owner of the Titans. Because like Jerry Jones with the Cowboys, I'll die with that team. And maybe that's what Amy's going to do no matter what. I don't know. But at some point, you do have to talk about the money. 615-737-1025. Bunch of phones to get to on this. Apparently, a lot of people want to weigh in. Plus, the one thing I will say about this Genie Bus selling the team thing. There is one thought that I do have. One kind of what if. I want to get to that. We'll do it next. Stillman & Company, 615-737-1025. Stillman & Company, 1025-106 for the game.
Kim, how you doing, man?
This is good, man.
This is Mike Begonz with Tennessee Titans.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. You guys doing well there?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah, you good? Hey, listen, you know, as we went through this whole process here, I can't tell you how impressed we've been with you, not only the player, but the person that you are, you know, the leader that you are. And we couldn't think of anyone more deserving to be this number one pick here and to represent this franchise. So we're going to turn this pick in here and make it the number one pick. How's that sound?
Good.
Sound good? Listen, congratulations. Enjoy the moment. You deserve it. Enjoy this moment with your whole family. Soak it in. I can't wait to see you guys here tomorrow, you and your entire family. And we'll get ready to work here, right?
Yes, sir. I'll see you tomorrow.
I want to turn you over to our owner, Miss Amy, okay?
All right.
Hi, Cam.
Hey, Miss Amy. How you doing?
Are you excited?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
We're so happy for you. We're so proud of you. Welcome to the Titans, and welcome to Tennessee. Everybody's so excited.
There you go. That was the draft phone call on draft night between Cam Ward and Amy Adams Strunk. And again, the Lakers selling for $10 billion yesterday. It just kind of got my head kind of spinning, and oh my God, what if in the Titans and this? And again, I don't think the Titans are for sale. You know, but I remember years ago when there were a lot of questions surrounding the future of the Titans. Bud Adams had died. Tommy Smith had been put in as the president. And Susie Adams Smith was the controlling owner. And then she got pushed out, and Amy Adams Strunk became the controlling owner, and Steve Underwood came back as president. And I'll never forget Underwood, you know, with that goatee of his covering his lips, would say, the team is not for sale. It's never for sale. The team has not been for sale. It's not going to be for sale. And people are like, well, but no. And obviously, you know, Underwood, man of his word, they haven't been sold in the 10 years since that happened. But I do wonder this. What if Cam Ward is that dude? Now, you know me. You know I don't think Cam is going to be that guy because I just don't think he's that good. And you also know that I don't think the Titans have an infrastructure in place for Cam to be that good. So I would be betting against this, but again, let's just play the what-if game here. You're going to know if Cam is that dude, you're going to know most likely next season. You're going to know by year two. By year two, Tom Brady had won a Super Bowl. By year two, Peyton Manning had taken the worst team in the NFL. They were 13-3 and the number two seed in the AFC. By year two, Joe Burrow had Cincinnati, of all places, in the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson was league MVP. Mahomes was league MVP and on his way to his first AFC championship game appearance. He hasn't not been to the AFC title game since then. Big Ben won a Super Bowl in his second year. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl in his second year. Very rarely is it Drew Brees, where the guy looked like a bust in San Diego, then he made the Pro Bowl, then he got hurt, then he ends up with Sean Payton, now he's an all-timer. That's rare. Even Brett Favre, who was drafted in the second round by Atlanta and then traded to Green Bay, even by his second year, he was a Pro Bowler. So let's say Cam is that dude. Let's say he's the next one. Just like Jaden Daniels passed the test this year. So we're looking at the NFL, and 3 years from now, it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Daniels, and Cam. Which, again, I'm not expecting, but I would absolutely love. Well, how does that affect the price of the team? Because you'll know by 2026 if Cam is that dude or not. So you'll know, okay, league MVP in 2026 at quarterback at 24 years old. New stadium in 2027. NFL opts out of its TV contract in 2029. Then how much are the Titans worth? You cannot tell me that having a star quarterback who's going to be on your team for 10 to 15 to 20 years does not up the value of your franchise. That right now, if all the franchises were put on the market today, I'm not saying Kansas City would sell for more than Dallas, but I am saying Kansas City would sell for a lot more than Carolina. I think that does matter. So then I wonder, okay, well, if Cam is that dude, and could that be part of the reason why when discussing, like, hey, do we want to go trade for Geno Smith? Do we want to go sign Sam Darnold? Instead of that, it's like, well, hold on. You know, if we get Cam Ward and Cam Ward's that dude, can you imagine how much this team's going to be worth? At that point, I think if Cam becomes that guy with the new stadium in place, with the TV contract on the horizon, I think the Titans could fetch $11 billion. I think they would beat out the Lakers $10 billion. I do. Washington was six, and that was before Jaden Daniels, and they don't have a stadium in place. So add in your stadium, that probably adds $2 billion to the price. So now you're at eight, plus a franchise quarterback, plus a new TV contract. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to weigh in. One texter says, Jared, it does not matter what broke people will do if offered $10 billion. It matters what rich people would do if offered $10 billion. People that don't need the money don't need the money. That's how I feel. Like, Amy Adams Strunk is not missing any meals. She is not flying Spirit Airlines. She is not budgeting her family vacations out. She's got money. So when it comes to $10 billion, would the $10 billion make you happier than owning the team? And me personally, I believe that what would make me the happiest if I had this endless amount of money would be to own the team. what I would like. Let's say, again, that I married the heiress to some massive company. There's a stock I'm really hot on. I don't know if I can say the stock on the air or else that'll be like I'm trying to manipulate its price or whatever. But there's this AI stock. A buddy of mine who is a banker in New York, we played high school baseball together. About 2 years ago, he came to me and was like, buy this stock. And I said, okay. So I put basically my entire 401k in that stock, and it has exploded. Now, there have been some moments where it's gone down a little bit, and then it goes back up, and there's just some days where it's popping. And let's just say if this becomes the next NVIDIA, I'll make something like $4 million off of this stock. Now, it's not going to be the next NVIDIA, but if it is, that's what we're talking about here. The reason I bring that up is, what if I was one of the original investors in something that goes haywire? We see the things that are like, if you had invested $1,000 in Apple in 1983, you would be making blah, blah, blah. Well, if I had endless amounts of money, the thing that would make me happy is owning the team. So I wouldn't sell my team. And maybe that's how Amy is and how the Titans are. But I agree. This is not about, well, what would you do with him? Well, I'd buy a house and I'd get a plane. And Amy's already got those things. Chris says, Cam Ward is the last person on earth I'd bet on to fail. Everyone in the past that he was eventually has been humiliated. I don't disagree with that, but again, there's a lot of guys that are good in college. Let's be good in the NFL. And humiliated might be a stretch. Cam didn't get to the playoff. Cam didn't get to the ACC title game. I keep hearing this, Cam's a winner. And it's like, but he didn't win like Vince Young did. And we saw how Vince Young did in the pros. One texter goes, what if there's a number that pushes the rest of the family to want to sell, but not Amy? Is Amy then being too stubborn to let it go? Well, this is the other thing that with all these teams has to be discussed. And this is why, again, in this perfect world where Lindsay becomes the heiress to Tim Hortons one way or another, there is, like, I know I can buy the Atlanta Braves. Because the Atlanta Braves are a publicly traded company. They are owned by Liberty Media, who is a publicly traded company. And if the valuation of the Atlanta Braves is $3 billion and I go and say five, you can't turn that down. That's how Elon Musk bought Twitter. Which, by the way, let me say this. If I was going to spend $44 billion, it would be on something a lot better than Twitter. But again, that's what Elon Musk did, was he went to Twitter with a number that they could not refuse. And now he owns it. That would be me with the Atlanta Braves. Well, I don't know how that works with a team like the Titans, with a team like the Steelers, with a team like the Colts, for instance, where the singular owner is gone and has passed it down to his children. And so now it's split amongst them. I mean, Carly Ursay Gordon is the one who's in charge of the Indianapolis Colts. I have no idea what happens. If somebody says, we want to buy the Colts for $10 billion, and the two other daughters say, sold, give me my $3.3 billion, and Carly Ursay Gordon says no. I don't know what happens. That said, I believe Amy owns over 51%. And if Amy owns over 51%, then she has the final say. One texter says, Amy Adams Strunk, Art Rooney, and some of these others will all be long dead before their families ever sell their respective teams. Kyle in Shelbyville says, I'd love for the Adams family to sell the team. I've already heard Amy is frustrated and out on the team until the new stadium gets here. It would be such a breath of fresh air. Well, again, I think that if they were going to sell the team, they'd want the new stadium done, and they'd want to know what they have at quarterback before they sell the team. One texter says, the Titans are not smart enough to make decisions today for a sale price tomorrow. That may be true. Again, their chief executive, their chief football executive last year was Rand Carthon, who said the ball didn't bounce their way. And again, pretty much every decision he made was just a disaster. But again, when it comes to the money, I mean, let's keep our eye on it because these things are real. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Speaking of this Lakers deal, Can I put my tinfoil hat on for a second? I have a potential. I say potential, but I have a potential conspiracy theory that I want to get to next, and that we will do here on Stillman and Company. Speaking of baseball, tune into ESPN 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Sounds take on Iowa. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 6:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and by Family Leisure.
It's the Lakers. It's $10 billion, Brian. There's some monster headlines here. What's your reaction to this story?
This is one of the biggest things that's happened in the NBA in terms of shifts that we've seen in the last 15, 20 years. It was not a mystery that Mark Walter was probably going to be the next owner of the Lakers, because in his deal, he had the right of first refusal. It was just a matter of when the Buss family, if the Buss family ever decided to give up a majority position. And that has happened. And the timing is interesting. It's maybe not a total shock because the Celtics just reset the market. The Lakers are one of the biggest brands in the world. So the fact that it's $10 billion is not a surprise. Mark Walter is not a surprise. The Lakers are a very well-respected organization, but a small organization. And we saw what Mark Walter and his partners did when they took over a major brand that was operated like a family company when they bought the Dodgers. Now, it's not apples to apples, Scott, because in baseball, there is no salary cap, and the increased spending changed the entire world for the Dodgers. But the Lakers operate with a small infrastructure. They do not operate like a lot of other teams. And I would only suspect that the modernization of the Lakers is about to come.
There you go. That is Brian Windhorst talking about the Lakers sale. David Reed, may I have permission to put my tinfoil hat on here for a second?
Always. It looks good on you.
Tinfoil hat time. And you can tell me if I'm a conspiracy theorist or not.
Okay.
I believe that the Mavericks were in on this, and I believe that the Luka Doncic trade was a part of the eventual Laker $10 billion sale. Now, I'm not saying that the NBA went to the Mavericks and said, hey, for the good of the game, will you trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers so that they can sell the team for $10 billion? I don't think that's what happened. But I do think that the NBA, when they found out that maybe the Mavericks didn't want to pay Luka Doncic the supermax contract or whatever the hell it is in the NBA, they didn't want to pay Luka Doncic the supermax contract, that they said, hey, Genie is talking to Mark Walter about selling the Lakers, and we just signed our new TV deal. The Celtics just sold for $6 billion. The Lakers need a star with LeBron's retirement around the corner. Let's try to squeeze out as much juice from that orange as we can. And I don't think this is as direct as, say, rigging the lottery, or Tim Donaghy rigging the Game 7 of the Western Conference Final. But I do think that that's like a, hey, you know, let's talk about these things behind the scenes before we go out there and do them. And I absolutely think, now that I know what the sale price was, I absolutely think that this was a part of it. By the way, Mark Walter already owns a quarter of the team. He's not paying $10 billion. The sale for what the remaining portion of the team is was valued at $10 billion. So that's why they say $10 billion. He's paying less money than $10 billion. But again, it's just that's the number they want out there. And here's why. And here's why I believe the Mavericks would join in on this to trade Luka off. Because the NBA, like Major League Baseball, has its eyes on expanding. The NFL is the only sport that, as of right now, has, it feels like, zero interest in expansion. The other sports love it. The one thing they love about expansion is what's called the franchise fee. You want to know how the Vegas Golden Knights were able to build a team good enough to get to the Cup Final their first year in existence? They paid a $500 million franchise fee. And they do it again. Rob Manfred has hinted at baseball that if they were to have an expansion team, that they would put the franchise fee somewhere around $2 billion. Well, that number's going to go up. That's what it costs in order to get a new team. Again, 2 years ago, they said $2 billion. If the Lakers just sold for $10 billion, what is the franchise fee for an expansion NBA team? $5 billion? $6 billion? Let's set it at $5 billion. Well, now we're going to add two teams to the league. We're not just going to add one. We need one team in the Eastern Conference, one team in the Western Conference. So let's add them in there at $5 billion apiece. That's $10 billion to be split up amongst the other 30 owners in the league. $10 billion. A one-time deal. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get off your ass. You don't have to lift a finger. And that makes everybody richer. It makes the Grizzlies richer. It makes the Bucks richer. It makes the Knicks richer. It makes the Nets richer. It makes everybody. And I'll put it to you like this. You own the Milwaukee Bucks, for instance. You like Giannis. You don't know if Giannis Antetokounmpo will sign an extension with you, and you don't know if Giannis can win a title again in Milwaukee. But you can trade Giannis to the New York Knicks, and then the New York Knicks are going to sell. And the New York Knicks will sell for $12 billion, which, again, doesn't directly reflect your bottom line. But then you're going to have franchise fees, and this will go right into your pocket. Would you do it? And before you say no, before you just say, no, Giannis is my guy, my team, I'm not trading, think about this. Would you want the owner of the Atlanta Hawks to feel the same way in the same spot? Well, he's got a superstar, and he wants to keep him, and he doesn't want to sell him for the good of all of us. If you would want the Atlanta Hawks owner to sell his guy to make your bottom line better, wouldn't you then feel the onus to do that yourself for everybody else? It's like when it comes to labor negotiations, the players will say, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for the players who come after me. So you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. But Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, did not shop Luka Doncic around. He called one team. The Lakers. And I do not buy, and again, you know me, I am not Mr. NBA, but I do not buy that he thought it was a fair trade Anthony Davis for Luka Doncic. What happened? I think the NBA went to the new owners in Dallas and said, hey, we'd really like you to do this. It'll be good for everybody. And Dallas said, okay. Tinfoil hat off.
But don't take it off just yet, because I want to run this by you. So it wasn't worth Luka for Anthony Davis, but was it worth it for Luka, Anthony Davis, and the first pick in the NBA draft?
So I'm a little torn on whether or not the lottery was rigged.
What you need to round out this conspiracy. That's what makes it a conspiracy.
If we're being honest here, and I've told you guys I value honesty and being fair, and this may piss people off, and I'm not sure I'd go there on Sirius just because, you know, I just don't know if I'd want to have to deal with somebody getting upset about this. I'll go 45% the lottery was rigged, 55% it was kosher. The hockey lottery, which the Predators got screwed, that's not rigged. I saw the balls. It would not surprise me if it came out today that the NBA draft lottery was rigged and that this was, I would not shock me one iota. But I'm going to think, you don't go to jail for pressuring the Dallas Mavericks to trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers. You go to jail for rigging the draft lottery.
If you get
caught.
You
go to jail for throwing games. That's where I'm like, I can't totally get there. But I absolutely think this had to do with the Luka Doncic trade. All right, more of your phones. By the way, do you buy my tinfoil hat theory?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is one of the first things I thought yesterday when I saw it.
I don't think it's that crazy. Today, Jared Greenberg from NBA TV told me that he thought it was a little nuts. And I'm like, well.
Yeah. Who does he work for?
NBA TV.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Got it. 615-737-1025. I also have another thought when it comes to this that is specific to the NBA and really would not be the concern of Amy Adams Strunk or the Titans when it comes to franchise valuations. I could talk about this all day. We'll get into that next. Stillman & Company, 1025, 106.3 The Game.